In Puerto Rico, the government says one of its top priorities is restoring power to the island's hospitals. A week after Maria, they're operating on just emergency generator power, struggling to provide care at a time when it's needed most. NPR's Greg Allen reports from San Juan.
San Jorge Children and Women's Hospital in San Juan has been open since the storm, seeing an increasing number of patients with problems related to Hurricane Maria. Julio Alicea was there today with his granddaughter Aubrey. The 8-month-old came down with respiratory problems a day after the storm. Because they live in the neighborhood, they were able to get to the hospital quickly.
We are lucky. Inside the islands, some roads are hard to reach, hard to get.
San Jorge Vice President Domingo Cruz Vivaldi says since the storm, the hospital staff has seen a spike in the number of people needing care.
We have seen some broken bones. Also, we have some cuts. And then because of the conditions, we have asthma patients. We have diabetes patients which are unstable. People are not getting any kind of preventive medicine at this time.
In Puerto Rico, doctor's offices and walk-in clinics haven't reopened since the storm. Hospitals are the only place delivering health care to those who need it. Because of damage and a lack of power, several hospitals have been forced to shut down. For those remaining open, like San Jorge, Cruz says it's been a struggle.
The diesel doesn't come easy to the hospital. For a week already since Maria. 2 days ago, we were without electricity from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. because we had no diesel.
With no power, Cruz says the hospital was forced to discharge 40 patients. Yesterday, the Army Reserve delivered 4,000 gallons of diesel, enough to power emergency generators until Saturday. Cruz says emergency generators, though, are just a backup and are likely to fail eventually if the hospital isn't reconnected to the power grid soon. Power was restored briefly earlier this week to the island's largest hospital, the medical center at the University of Puerto Rico.
Después del huracán, llegó el servicio de la Autoridad de Energía Eléctrica.
Medical Center spokesman Jesus Velez says power was on for just a few hours before again going down. Since then, the hospital is back on emergency generators. At San Jorge Children and Women's Hospital, some employees have been living there since Hurricane Maria because their homes were destroyed. Security has also been an issue. Stores in the neighborhood have been robbed, and gas has been siphoned and stolen from employees' vehicles. Since the storm, Dr. Pedro Escobar says the staff has mostly been able to provide just emergency care. But he's a gynecological oncologist and concerned about his patients, many of whom, he says, have had important treatments and surgeries postponed.
We have hundreds and hundreds of patients that are either scheduled or they're getting chemo. So then after that, they need to get operated within 4 or 5 weeks. Otherwise, you know, the outcomes are not going to be good.
Even before Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico's healthcare system was in trouble. Doctors and healthcare providers here have long asked Congress to boost Medicare and Medicaid payments to match those in the states. But with no power, little running water, and a healthcare system that's stretched increasingly thin, Domingo Cruz says Puerto Rico now faces a humanitarian crisis.
If we don't get the help, something that is going to happen, that is going to be a long-term problem for Puerto Rico. We are right now dealing with a crisis. So we need Congress. And we need the president to step up.
Working with Puerto Rican officials, the federal government has set up 7 mobile clinics to help with trauma care. And the Trump administration says it's now dispatching a Navy hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, to Puerto Rico, arriving next week. Greg Allen, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.